Community Threads is a chance for people to donate gently used clothing items. We'll take clothes for all ages, shoes, coats, hats, gloves, and accessories like jewelry, things like that.
A busy summer at the Hayes Public Library continues with events, activities, programming, and more. Communications Coordinator Callie Kolasny stops by to share a little bit of what's going on at the library on this episode of the Post Podcast.
We're excited to have all these programs. So one thing I want to talk about, first of all, is program videos. So we've started recording some of the evening programs that we do at the library and then posting them on our YouTube page. And we have created a website page, a web page, under the events tab on our website, hayeslibrary.org. And you can select which ones you want to watch and you can watch those videos. So for people who we had a request from some people who just physically aren't able to come to the library, but they see all the things that we do and they're really interested in them and they want to be able to participate. And so we decided to start recording on a more regular basis. I don't know for sure how, because not everything can be recorded. It depends on staff ability. It depends on the people presenting the program, if they want to be recorded and then put up on the internet. So there are several things that we have to take into consideration before we do it, but we're doing the ones that we can and putting them out there for anybody to watch. And they're not posted immediately. It's usually a couple days afterwards that we put them on the website, and then I try to promote them on social media when we get them up.
That's cool. And plus, you know, they'll be up there on the internet. They can live, I don't know, forever, but they'll live out there for quite a while. So you can take advantage of it more than just that one particular window of time.
Exactly. And we have other ones on our YouTube page that we were recorded quite a while ago, because it's not like this isn't just a brand new thing that we've done, but it's new to have the specific web page devoted to letting people know what is out there. So we're excited to do that. We also have, you know, our friends of the library. They're amazing people that are volunteers, and they come and help with a lot of projects around the library. They run the bookstore that's in the library, and they're having another book sale. This will be on July 22nd, which is the same day as Bazaar on the Bricks. So the big sidewalk sales downtown, we're having a sale inside the library. It'll be in the gallery July 22nd from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Great prices on books. There will be a wide variety, because I know we've been weeding out some of our fiction books, adult fiction books. There's also some children's books. So there's a wide variety of things there. So come and get some great prices on some really good books. Also on the 22nd, that's a really busy day. We're having a chess tournament, the summer chess tournament. This is for ages kindergarten through 12th grade. Registration's at 9 a.m. Instructions and play will start around 9:30. So if you have a kid who's into chess and wants to participate in the chess tournament, it is free. We would like you to register because we'll serve them lunch. And so it's nice to get kind of a basic headcount so that we know how much lunch to provide. You can register on our webpage on the event calendar and go ahead and get signed up for that chess tournament on July 22nd.
That's cool. And of course, we've been talking about in our community calendar segment, your chess sessions that have been going on. Think you're going to get any overlap there?
Yeah, we usually do. A lot of those kids that come for the chess lessons every week then participate in the tournament if they're around and able to do so. So yeah, there's definitely overlap there.
Yeah. Very cool. Now the question is, did you see like a sudden surge or influx of more people signing up for it after Queen's Gambit?
You know, I don't know. I'm not sure how many, I'm not sure if that made a difference or not. It would have with me, because I that was a great show and I was really entertained by it. I still haven't learned how to play chess though. I was interested, but apparently not enough.
Yeah, that's fair.
Some of the events, we've got a lot, so I'm going to kind of run through these pretty quickly. Hobby jumping, our next hobby jumping is tonight, is DIY self-care products. It's at 5 o'clock tonight. Learn how to make soap and lip balm and other things like that. And we'll have a murder mystery dinner tomorrow at 5 p.m. It is free. Yes, dinner is served. And you come and try to solve a murder mystery. Barbecue block party is the theme. So, you know, come dressed appropriately, which, you know, is easy this time of year. So that's the theme for tomorrow night's murder mystery dinner. It is for adults. Again, that's at 5 p.m. pint-sized polka on Wednesday at 2. It's fun. There's a lot of music. There's also a little comedy. There's some trivia. It's really a fun all-ages type of program. So again, pint-sized polka Wednesday at 2 in the afternoon. The Cookbook Club will meet this week on Thursday at 11 a.m. We're going to have some string art on Thursday at 6 p.m. That's where there's nails and a board and you string different colors of string in different patterns to make a little art piece. So if you want to try that out, that'll be at Thursday night at 6. The World Language Club will meet on Saturday morning at 11. This month's language is Japanese, so learn a little bit more about that culture and that language. We're doing a teacher talk and tour on July 17th at 6 p.m. This is a chance for us to say thank you to all the teachers out there. Come and have refreshments and just learn about the different resources that the library provides that could help in the classroom. So we'll be providing that on July 17th at 6 p.m. The Cozy Mystery Book Club will meet on July 19th at 6:30 p.m. Murder by the Book by Lauren Elliott is this month's book. We're going to make DIY coasters that will use mason jar lids to make coasters on July 20th at 6 p.m. An author presentation by Carolyn Zeisset on July 22nd at 1 p.m. She wrote the book Then the Rules Changed, loosely based on her grandpa's immigration into Marion County. So that will be really interesting to see that author presentation on the 22nd at 1 p.m. We'll do some gentle yoga on July 24th at 5:30 p.m. Another art class, mosaic art, on July 25th at 6 p.m. The Fantasy Book Club is meeting on July 31st at 6 p.m. They're reading Six of Crows by Lee Bardugo. So that's coming up. And then On My Way to K story time. It's a special story time for all those kids who will be starting kindergarten this next year. So they won't be coming to story times anymore because they'll be in school. So it's a special kind of celebration for them as they get ready to head off to the kindergarten. That's August 1st at 10 a.m.
Very cool. And I know, Callie, that's just a small sampling of everything you got going on. You can check the calendar for more, right?
Yeah, go to hayeslibrary.org, events, and the calendar, and look, because, yeah, there's still a ton more. There's all kinds of activities for the teens every afternoon, the children as well, along with our morning story times. There's a lot more going on. And that didn't even touch all of the adult programs either. So there's a lot.
And all, if not most of these are free.
Everything's free. They really are. Yeah. Pretty much the only thing you pay for at the library is if you need to get prints made, if you need to, you know, copies. That's because we have to pay for the ink, and ink is expensive. So, at this point, all of these programs are free. And so we try to do a little bit for everybody. So there's just something in there. If you can't find something to do at the library, I feel like you're not trying hard enough, because there's a nice variety of programs.
Absolutely. Well, Callie, we're well into July at this point. What about an update on the summer challenge? You guys still rocking and rolling there?
We are. I forgot I was going to bring the numbers of participants. It's high. We've got a lot of people participating. I want to remind the kids and teens that they need to make sure that they are logging their time through Beanstack, or if they don't have the access to the computer, then they can turn on their logs and we'll put them in to Beanstack for them. They need to complete the challenge by July 26th for an invitation to the pool party at the Hayes Aquatic Park on the 29th of July. So the cutoff is July 26th for that. But they can still be registered for the different prizes. I think until the 29th is when we're taking them for the different prizes. Adults, they need to have their bookmarks turned in by the 28th. So once they complete their challenge, turn them in by the 28th to be registered for the prize drawings for the adults. But yeah, we're having great participation. It's been a lot of fun, and just want to make sure everybody, you know, doesn't do all the work for nothing, because you have a chance to win some great prizes. So make sure you get your stuff turned in.
Love that. Also, this time of year, you're getting ready for your Community Threads program, right?
Yeah, we didn't do it for a couple of years, but we're bringing it back. So Community Threads is a chance for people to donate gently used clothing items. We'll take clothes for all ages, shoes, coats, hats, gloves, and accessories like jewelry, things like that. We will not take any household items, so please don't bring anything like that. This is just a clothing type thing. So they have to be in good shape, and bring them to the library between July 14th and August 14th. And then on August 19th and 20th, we will have them all set up in the gallery and you can come and get them for free. You can just bags of clothes or whatever items you need, that anybody is welcome to come and take them and it will all be free. So if you want to participate in that, as I said, you can drop things off from July 14th to August 14th at the library. And then the actual event will be on August 19th and 20th.
Very cool. Now, is it mostly geared towards like fall, winter clothes, or is this just really kind of everything?
It can be anything. Yeah, it can be any time of year. It doesn't matter. Just as I said, as long as they are in good shape, we don't want to have to, you know, we're not your trash can basically. So we don't want to have to throw away stuff that's not in good shape. So make sure that it's in good shape. But, you know, if your kids have grown out of clothes and you want someplace to take them, bring them to the library during this time period. And we usually do have stuff for all ages. Like we said, we'll take shoes and coats and hats and gloves. So as people are getting ready for the wintertime, if you go through those items and you don't want something anymore, or you've outgrown a coat or whatever it might be, go ahead and bring those items as well. But yeah, it's for any time of year type of clothing, and we'll get them all sorted and by sizes and types of clothes and all of that. We'll take care of that. And then we'll have hopefully a great event where people can get bags of clothes and things for free.
Yeah. Love that. And what a great time of year to do it, because this is the time everybody's, you know, it's summer. They've got some extra time. Maybe they've got the kids at home. You can sort through all those old clothes, get them out of the way, and give them to a good cause.
And for us, like I said, we'll take off a little bit of August with as far as programming, because we're so heavy in June and July. And so this is a good opportunity for us to have something else going on that isn't necessarily related to a specific program.
Very cool. Well, Kelly, anything else you want to hit on before we go?
I think that's about it. Just remember those big programs coming up with the book sale and the chess tournament. And, you know, get your stuff in for the summer challenge, because it's good prizes. And so you might as well take advantage of all your hard work throughout the entire summer.
Absolutely. And if you want to find more information,
go to the website, hayeslibrary.org. You can find out information, all this stuff. And as I said, that's where you'll find those program videos if you want to watch some of the programs from what we've had the last couple of months. We are on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. So go ahead and follow us on social media to get updates. And our phone number, 625-9014, if you have questions about anything.